Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know if this song's St. Patty's Day-ish, but damn it, it feels like it, doesn't it? A little Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Yeah, it's making me do a little jig.
There you go.
Yeah, get going.
Do you wear underwear with a kilt?
I hope so.
Trying to figure that out.
Could be a nice breeze, though.
I mean, this morning you got one.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like 75 today. It's like everybody's like, it snowed Saturday. Give me 75 on Monday. Welcome to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, but it is 96.5 The Fan. Fesco out all week. It'll be Mac and myself Monday through Friday with all of you. We'll have Josh Ferner on a little bit later if you don't remember or didn't see yesterday. Cole Reagans is your opening day starter. Bobby Witt Jr. is already back to playing baseball. And Jack Caglione did it again. Not home run wise, but we'll get jacked up a little bit later. Because they're
jacked.
Yeah. There's a couple reasons why. Don't worry, Mac. I'm way ahead of you. I've got two brackets. I'll print four off.
Hey, let's go.
So we'll have four brackets out there if the printer works. If not, it's going to be that scene from Office Space. Duh, mother. Never seen Office Space.
Haven't seen it yet. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole of what you have and have not seen. But it was
all week to do that.
Yeah. As Irish teams have... Irish things have come in. I did just put a little wager on Rory McIlroy, who will tee off in about 55 minutes. Jay Binkley has persuaded me to it.
There we go.
He says the Irishman can't lose on St. Patrick's Day, right? Everything's in his favor. They ran out of daylight. The tournament got pushed back.
It gets continued
on St. Patrick's Day. He's minus 165.
All right.
I bet $10. I win 16. I then put all that money on Florida to win the national championship.
Yeah, I've already got money in there. Why not?
That's what I had.
I'm doing it.
You know?
And I'm going to do the same.
Isn't a kilt Scottish, not Irish? I don't know. Sorry, Zach. Somebody says, play Flogging Molly. We'll take your Irish request.
Absolutely.
Today here on Dusty Molly. And Mac on 96.5 The Fan.
Please be clean requests.
Yeah, or just hit edited.
Yeah, or let me know.
Here's what we found out Sunday on Selection Sunday. And maybe there's more storylines to it than what we're going to hit. But what I saw, you know, your four number ones, Auburn is the number one overall, correct? The number two overall is Duke. Then it is Florida. And then it is Houston. I think we all kind of saw that, right? Those were our picks probably going into it. Now, we're not experts, but those were the four best teams going down the stretch in the tournament, right? Houston won the Big 12. Auburn didn't win the SEC. Lost to Tennessee.
Yep.
What a game Saturday that was.
Fantastic game.
That Broom kid's going to be a good NBA player.
Jemai Broom? Yeah. A lot of people really like him.
Reminds me a little bit of Carlos
Boozer. That's a good comp.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit there.
Mid-range, good post.
Where I think Auburn screwed in the tournament is if they're down by like seven, I'm not sure they have a guy outside of Kelly that can hit the three.
Yeah. That's huge.
And that dude is sporadic because he's the one that had the 9 threes earlier on in the season. And he's their big three-point shooter. But again,
hot and cold.
Not here to tell you that I am an expert in Auburn basketball. I just watch a lot of SEC basketball with Mizzou obviously in it. But Auburn, Duke, Florida, Houston. Florida's insane, dude. Watching that SEC tournament and hearing what Jay Bill has had to say throughout it, Florida's deep. They're massive.
Huge.
They're fast. Like, as big as they are, they're as fast as they could possibly be. Florida's going to be a problem.
Yeah, like, maybe the best point guard right now in NCAA, and Walter Clayton. He's fantastic.
Defensively, he's great.
Yeah, he's great at everything.
He's glue.
Yep. He's a great passer. He can shoot the step back three. He's money. And then, like you said, I mean, no one can offensive rebound right now better than Florida. I don't know if a team's hotter than Florida right now.
And their toughest game was against Mizzou, who was out without Mitchell.
Who was without Mark Mitchell.
If you didn't know this, Kansas City ties. Tamar Bates, Kansas City ties. Do your damn research. Drake, kids go to school locally. Do your research.
All five.
How dare you not be dove into Drake's basketball team here in Kansas City. Come on. JK, hey, I kid.
I'll be an expert Friday morning on Drake. Trust me.
Yeah, right? And then we got the placement of Kansas and Missouri. And they tease us a little bit. They gave you that nice little tease. They sent you the text from the girl that says, hey, would you like to hang out sometimes? And they send back, maybe. Hey, can you put Kansas and Mizzou in the same bracket? Can they play at some point? Maybe.
Maybe.
That would have to happen in the Sweet 16. Mizzou plays at 6:35 on True TV on Thursday evening. Kansas will play on CBS at 6:10 on Thursday evening. So how about that? You start KU, who will play Arkansas, and there's your little sprinkle of your, you know, coincidence?
I think not.
Right? as Kansas will play John Calipari in Arkansas. Another SEC school going against a Big 12 school.
Yep.
Bill Self, Calipari, tournament history. That's the story, right? College basketball, when it comes to these games, it becomes more about the head coach. Kind of like a baseball manager is irrelevant through the entire season. But in the playoffs, the manager becomes the most important person in that dugout. Minus your ace. But your manager has to manage the bullpen, lineup switches, all that sort of stuff.
Similar in the NBA. Yep.
Correct. And so Kansas will play Arkansas. If they win that game, they then play the winner of St. John's. They'll play St. John's.
Yeah, St. John's is not losing to Omaha.
And they're probably not losing to Kansas. But then again, it's another tier of the Godfathers.
It is.
Right? Self's got to beat Calipari. And then he's got to go beat Patino. So you got to knock off the casino and Goodfellas. And then maybe if Mizzou can do their job and beat Drake and beat Texas Tech, big ifs, then we do get the matchup that we all seek and just desire. We get that border war again. We get Kansas versus Mizzou. We get the love. We get the anger. That would probably be a Thursday night game since they would play Thursday, Saturday. The week goes by. You'd play again on Thursday. Hell of a game. Would love it if that game was like Friday at like 2:30.
That would be electric.
Oh, both states shut down. Sweet 16. Yeah. Both local schools hate each other. Know more about the other team than they do their own team. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
I'm drinking more than two Moscow Mules, I'll tell you what.
Oh, you better believe it. We're starting happy hour at 2. Going into the night.
Our guy, Rob Brenton, obviously, producer of the drive over there with CDOT from 2 to 6. Big Kansas fan. He tweeted, I like this. I think it's good. Kansas has struggled to guard the perimeter this year. Quick Google shows Arkansas 201st in the country in three-point percentage. St. John's 338th.
Mm.
These are two bad shooting teams that could match up well for KU. Could get us that Sweet 16.
Will Hunter Dickinson show
That's
up?
That's exactly right, man. They need him.
Will Zeke Mayo have that three-point hand like he had at the T-Mobile Center?
No, he won't.
How dare you doubt that? I mean, it is nuts, but it is March Madness. It is the tournament. It is all the exciting stuff. But man, I would love it. I would love it if we can get a Sweet 16 matchup. Because I don't care if either team wins against Drake or Arkansas or against whoever. I just want them both to beat whatever team they face so we can get that Sweet 10 matchup.
Please.
Come on, baby. Sweet 16, KU Missouri, Carrington and Rob on the drive.
Oh.
I'm sure Carrington's already gone off to Wichita.
I hope so.
He should.
He should.
Go watch your team play
Absolutely.
A game. Hopefully two games and then play a third one in the Sweet 16.
913 says, not happening, bro. MU and KU out, round one. Both? No. One's making it. One's winning.
I will say if one loses, I want the other one to lose. I want them both or I don't want any.
All or nothing.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off quickly. No, Bob. Dusty feels like after hours again. Okay. We can go there. We can definitely get there. You are listening to Fesco and Dusty, but this week itself is Mac and Dusty, or Dusty and Mac, or Maury and Likens. Likens and Maury.
It's getting musty.
It's getting musty. That would be the team show there. And don't forget the March Madness tournament brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. You know what we do every day at this time of the day? We do one word. We get into one word on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. The
Fan. That's right. Do you consider Mumford & Sons Irish?
Yeah.
I feel like Mumford is an Irish word.
Yeah, probably right. Folky, Irishy.
Yeah. And who is this? Floggin' Molly?
Floggin' Molly. Black Friday rule.
Mm. A lot of people know their Irish music on a day like today. Because, you know, there's probably some people like, damn, I got to work. Yeah, I can't have green beer.
Green beer?
I never enjoyed green beer. And I don't know if it's just like the look and threw me off. Like one year my dad made me green eggs and ham for breakfast. Couldn't eat it.
You're out.
I just can't. I don't do food coloring. I don't know what it is. One time my sister made me a sandwich. Just turkey and cheese and mayonnaise. Dyed the mayonnaise blue for some reason. Couldn't eat it. To this day, we don't let it down, Summer. I promise we still love you. But, you know, blue mayo.
Ew.
She's like, that'd be cool and innovative. I'm like, just blue?
Yeah.
What color do you want? It's like normal?
Just the normal is good.
White mayo's already funky.
Yeah, it's already weird, bro.
I'm already eating egg whites and oil. Flood the text line with your Irish music that you want Mac to play. He'll do it. You'd think Mac is Irish. G'day, Mac.
Maliki.
I don't know if that's what we do there. That's probably the biggest fail so far this morning. 721 on Fesco and Dusty, 913-586-7965. Mac, you know what to do. We get into one word here. And there's a lot of things that we need to describe, but it's hard to do it with one word, but we're going to do our damn best.
We're going to try.
We're going to do our best.
As I pull it up for you here, one word.
Thanks for not pulling it out.
That's later in the show.
Call the show Dusty Mac this week. Dirty Mac.
All right, 720. Here we go. One word. One word on the Chiefs. We'll start with the Chiefs here. A few one words for them. Kareem Hunt, he's back. I think that happened Friday after our show. One word.
Confused. Or older. I got a text from Binkley, and I always use Binkley as like my source of everything, right? The guy just eats, sleeps, breathes, chews, spits, gargles football, dude. Like the guy's just a football guy.
Can't help it.
Right? XYG banana, tight zip jet, 3540 flash. Got it? So confused, I guess, because obviously the Elijah Mitchell signing, you have Pacheco, and now you brought back Kareem Hunt. So you have three running backs slash Carson Steele, who I assume is practice squad or irrelevant come, you know, roster cutting time. Confused as the fact of there are 15 to 20 running backs and you have two picks in the third round, pick two and pick 31. I'm confused as to where that leads them to go. Does this mean the running backs are done for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I use the term older because obviously for more one word rosters that will be brought up in this segment, but like I get it. Kareem Hunt was there last year. Why? Because Isaiah Pacheco was banged up. So you brought in a veteran that wanted a chance to get that opportunity to go do it again. Maybe they see something that I don't see there for an entire full season, but it kind of seemed, maybe I'm the wrong one here, that Kareem Hunt started to wear down a little bit more throughout the season. Now again, Dusty, I know Isaiah Pacheco will be fully healthy come the start of the season. And maybe that's what they like. And maybe Elijah Mitchell doesn't make the team. I don't think that's the possibility because he signed a one-year deal. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he doesn't make the team. I don't know. But confused would be my one word.
Yeah, I'm with you on confused. I'd be worried would be another word of mine because I don't think that that trio of running backs is going to suffice. It's going to be enough for this team. This is a team that needs to try and run the football more, needs to be a little bit more versatile, a little bit more dynamic on offense.
Part not of, just run like through the tackle or through the guards.
No, go off tackle. Do some zone read running. Do switch this up. And Andy Reid, we've seen him be able to do this. This is in his bag, but he's got to be able to dig deep there. And, you know, talk about Mahomes, the deep ball. Maybe he was a tick off this year. Well, hey, part of that could be him knowing, hey, no matter what, if it's, you know, second and seven, I can hand it off. And I know we're going to get a third and two. Man, that really helps a quarterback. So I would say worried a little bit because third round, the Chiefs, to me, that's got to be the nail. That got to be the target for a running back there. So that would be my one word on bringing Kareem Hunt back, the 30-year-old running back. Another old wide receiver, Juju, resigns with the Chief. One word.
Insurance. I look at that because I don't know if you know this or not. There's rumors that Rashee Rice could be suspended to start the season.
Gotcha, okay.
Something tells me the healthiest Juju's going to be is before he plays a game. So you're hoping that if there is that situation where Rashee Rice misses anywhere from 2 to 4 games, Dusty's going to miss half the season. We don't know.
We don't know.
But I'm going to guess, you know, an educated yes. Shout out, Daredevil. But an educated guess, I would say Rashee Rice could possibly lose 2 to 4 games this next season. Bring in Juju. Obviously, you have Worthy. You have Hollywood Brown. You still have Travis Kelce. But if you bring in Juju Smith-Schuster, which, again, I think is insurance, I don't know how much tread's left on those tires. He looked decent down the stretch, a couple games where he was, you know, noticeably there. But maybe this is one of those things where, like, he's the insurance inside the red zone. He's the insurance on third and short. Veteran, hands, knows the system, wants to keep playing, but only wants to keep playing for the Chiefs. Maybe Rice is out for a couple games. You need that big body receiver on the outside. Maybe that's what he's there for. Doesn't make sense to me personally, but I don't do mock drafts. I don't do drafts. I don't know if it makes sense to Jay Binkley. We'll talk to him Wednesday at 6:45. But again, like, insurance would be the one word that I would have for Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, you know, depth, another word could be knowledge. You know, he knows the playbook. He's been here. He's done that. To me, also, my one word, draft. To me, this solidifies the Chiefs are done at wide receiver as far as additions in the free agency market. Mm-hmm. They're going to the draft. They're going to draft a wide receiver because they need depth. Right now,
you believe that?
100%.
Okay.
Because right now, I don't know how high, but I think they're going to draft a wide receiver in those first 4 rounds. And they're going to plan on having him be a part of this offense the latter half of the season. We know the way rookies work in the Chiefs offense. But right now, next season, you've got Xavier, Rashee, Hollywood, and now Juju. If you want to count Nico or Mihio, you've got 5. Mm. Really, you've got 4. And we know with Juju, you've got 3.5. They need to add another one. And so to me, this says draft all day here coming up.
Over
in about
under 1.5 offensive players taken in the draft this year for the Chiefs.
Over.
Not defensive heavy for you?
I think you got to get a wide receiver. You got to get a running back. You probably got to get a lineman. You've got 5 picks in the first 4 rounds. It's tough, man.
And you got those 3 dynamite 7th round picks.
Yeah. Okay, one word on Jerry Tillery signing a defensive tackle. Former first round pick. I think he's 28.
One word, never heard of him. You know,
heard of him.
Again, another one of those insurance picks, right? Like, you lost Nottie, right? We lost him to the Jets. Is that who it was?
I think it was the Jets.
Yeah, Jets go. Nottie goes to the Jets. Wharton's gone to the Panthers with a big payday. Omenihu's still out there. You got Chris Jones, Felix Nduke Uzama, Karloftis, fill in the blank. And now we have this cat who signs, you know, late in the evening. And, you know, another one of those insurance. So I will take flyer.
Mm, yeah.
Flyer is my one word. Like, could be decent, young enough, could be that guy. Maybe he helps out. Maybe next to Chris Jones, he's all right. But a flyer on this cat, that's where I would go one word.
I'd go classic. This is a former first-round pick who's got a lot of talent, but it hasn't necessarily worked out in the league. This is Veachism up the butt. I mean, it's just, it's going to be, this is what he does. He grabs a guy who was a high-talented prospect, hasn't necessarily worked out, but still young, only 28 years old, 6'6", 300 pounds. And
he's just like a younger Pinnell?
Pretty much. He's a run stopper. Yeah, he's not going to be much of a pass rusher. He'll be inside the tackles, and now this will be his third team in the AFC West. He's played in the Chargers, the Raiders, and now the Chiefs.
Just doesn't like Denver.
Not yet.
Like the guy more than I thought.
One word on Cooper Kupp. He is a part of the Seattle Seahawks.
Wait, what did Seattle do? They talk about roster rearrangement. Not only did they, like, create cap, go get their team, right? Because now they're going Sammy D, Cooper Kupp. They've got JSN. They got Kenny Walker. They got Charbonnet. I mean, Cooper Kupp makes them complete. Sam Darnold gets his veteran receiver. Now, can he stay healthy? I don't know. But watch out for an Adam Thielen type of year in Carolina year one that Adam Thielen had out there once he left Minnesota. Right? He's going to get a slew of targets still. Sam Darnold's going to throw the ball. I know I just mentioned 2 running backs, but they're really good at catching the ball outside the backfield. Charbonnet is more of the ground and pound. Kenny Walker is more of the elusive.
Can do it all.
Obviously, he's dynamite in dynasty leagues. A lot of people probably took him on their team because of what he can do in Seattle. But it makes them complete. You have your veteran receiver, and you have JSN, who's in year 3, ready to kind of make that charge as a number one. They got rid of Lockett. They got rid of DK Metcalf. It's a new era in Seattle. No Geno Smith. Insert Sam Darnold. No Tyler Lockett, DK. Insert Cooper Kupp. So they get, you know, they get a little bit more experience, but they also get, you know, they kind of stay par for the course, right? That's not a tough division. The Rams are good, but we don't know what the Rams are going to be without Cooper Kupp. Obviously, Puka Nacua is out there. They also got another guy. I can't Davante Adams, too.
Oh, they got Davante Adams, yep.
And they brought back Matt Stafford.
Yep.
They're going to keep going with Kyron Williams. They got Sean McVay. It's the Rams, and then everybody else come get it, right?
Yeah, Niners
San Francisco,
are screwed.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, Niners are screwed.
Seattle,
are
you going to do it? Arizona, do you really believe Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. can be that guy, those two guys?
Man, they've been quiet.
So really all you got to do is compete with the Rams at division, and I think they've set themselves up to do that and be one of those teams where we get to week, 16, 17, 18, and it's like Seattle's one game back, and they play the Rams in week 17. So I think that's a, I don't know, I guess it gives them experience would be a word, or complete.
Yeah, homecoming, you know, Cooper Kupp from Washington State, just 2 hours south of Seattle. So it kind of makes sense for him to go back at the end of his career, 2 year deal. Still don't kind of fully understand what the Seahawks are doing, because I thought this was going to be a reset and rebuild. And now it kind of feels like a reload a little bit. And I don't know if they're necessarily better than they were last year. I think they'll be kind of like what you're saying, 8 to 10 wins, mediocre, maybe make the playoffs, and they're definitely a first-round exit. Mm-hmm. To me, I would have gone and been worse, saved money, saved draft picks, and earned more assets and traded more people and been bad for a season if I was Seattle. But homecoming for Cooper Kupp, which is exciting for him.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it early, one word, naughty, to the Jets.
Upgrade for the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. My whole life, they've had good offensive line, good defensive line.
Yeah.
This is no stranger to the course for the Jets. I'm sure his matting rating was good enough for Woody Johnson's kids. So I would say upgrade for the New York Jets. I'll miss that dude on this Chiefs defensive line, because always never really knew who he was, never knew where he was. And then there's that random play where there's like a run stuff, and you're like, ah, it's naughty. You're like, ah, guy's pretty decent. But, you know, go get yours, man. That's all I can say is upgrade for the Jets.
Yeah, get your bag. Absolutely. Money day for Derek Naughty. I'm happy for him. Again, this just means more of what we thought, right? Defensive line depth in the draft. Brett Veach is going to have to address it. We mentioned it. 5 picks in the first 4 rounds. After that, you've got 3 sevens. So you've got to find out where you're going to do it. But obviously, that's going to be one of the top priorities. March Madness was the lead over the weekend. As you know, Dusty, we've been talking about it. Friday night, Dick Vitale on the call. And man, American treasure, Dick Vitale. Is one word on him getting a little emotional here. Man.
Yeah. I guess when you go to that, I would say emotional, heartbreaking, but also survivor. Man, F cancer. I hate it.
Yep.
It's terrible. But, you know, this weekend was, you know, one of those, I get it. It's not everybody wants to start their day off with, like, maybe, you know, Dick Vitale crying, but Dick Vitale's an icon, man. The guy is absolutely just innovative. He's entertaining. Whether you like him or not, you know him, which is something that's great, right? Not everybody likes Skip Bayless, but you know who he is because of what he's done in his career. You don't like Stephen A. Smith, but you know who he is because of what he's done in his career. You know what you get when it comes to Dick Vitale. For years, decades, he was college basketball. To hear that is heartbreaking, but to know that he's a survivor and able to go out there and do it 3 years later and announce, because, I mean, it is great, man. Like, you get little splashes of Dick Vitale throughout those games, like, oh, baby. Mm-hmm. And then it's back to being, you know, like, hey, I don't have that anymore, but I'm going to give you enough. And just enough of Dick Vitale is plenty for me, because the dude's a survivor. That was heartbreaking, and it was wholesome, because he's right. Cancer sucks. Call people. Text people.
Yeah, let them know there. Let them know you're there, man.
You know what happens, and, like, you know, for a while, everybody's connected and stays close, and then people kind of start to lose touch. Go back to those people. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you're there for them. Check in on your friends and your family, because you never know when they could need that.
You have no idea what that little, hey, man, hope you're doing could do for a person, especially going through the bouts of cancer. Yeah, my word would be inspirational. I mean, Dickie V is just absolutely an inspiring, courageous guy who shows nothing but the best values up on the big screen. Got to meet him when I was at the University of Tennessee, and he's exactly like the way you think he'd be, man. Just an amazing dude. What's up, babies? He's fantastic. With March Madness, you know, another kind of heartbreaking story. No Greg Gumbel on Selection Sunday. One word for the legend not being there.
Yeah. Again, these are tough with one word, but I would say missing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fantastic song by Bruce Springsteen on The Rising called You're Missing. And they go through different levels of the song of why you miss somebody, whether it's, you know, shoes in the hallway, pants in the drawer, coat in the closet, stuff like that. Selection Sunday, Greg Gumbel, Hand in Hand.
Yeah.
Is what it always was. It was always after the games ended, you got your local news. All right, it is that time. It is Bracketology, and it's like his voice, his face.
Of course.
You don't know, like you said, you don't know what you have till it's gone. Good luck filling those shoes.
Yeah.
Iconic, great. But it was missing. Something was missing. And I thought, by the way, CBS, very well done.
Fantastic.
On the tribute.
Fantastic.
You know, right before we get into all the excitement that is Selection Sunday, we wait all day. We watch SEC Championship, Big Ten Championship. Yep. Memphis versus UAB was a good game until it wasn't. And then it's like, all right, we're ready. And it's like, but wait, here's Greg Gumbel's tribute. And you're like, all right, okay. What? North Carolina made it.
Seriously? You know, like,
right, yeah, exactly. After that. So, yeah, missing, I would say, for Greg Gumbel's one word on Sunday.
Yeah, it was strange not to have him there. Mm-hmm. One word on KU, 7 seed. They're going to play 6-10 Thursday, CBS.
Deserved. Yeah. That's what they were. They were a 7 seed, 8 seed. They are in the same bracket as Mizzou, so yep. That is chilling. Would love to see that. If that could happen, erotic would be my one word if they play each other in the Sweet 16. Very erotic because you get both sides of the state right in the middle. Mm. Go watch at a bar. See if it's divided. Have your fun. We can wish in one hand and hope in the other and see which one fills up faster. But again, I would love, that's not the saying, but again, like I would love that. KU as a 7 seed is deserved. I think that's what they were as a 7 seed. Lowest Bill Self's ever been.
I'd say kind of a comeback story. Not really. I mean, it just feels like KU played really well in the season. I know they didn't necessarily win those games, but it felt like Dickinson and Mayo started to find their stride. They seemed like more of a tournament team. I'm still expecting a first round exit, but we'll see. Again, that's at CBS 6-10 as they take on Calipari in Arkansas. One word on Missouri 6th seed. They're playing Thursday, 25 minutes later, tip off True TV. They'll take on Drake.
Yeah, terrific. You know, you battled the SEC this year. Last year, you didn't win a game, and everybody kind of made fun of them, but it's kind of like, yeah, but did you see what that division was last year? And then what it was this year, yep. 14 teams made the big
incredible.
Dance. I don't know who she is. sexy. Describe that voice.
one word.
Yeah, no, but I mean, Mizzou being a 6 seed, playing at 6:35 on True TV local time against Drake. Big matchup. Big school in Drake, a lot of local kids on that team, apparently, from the text line. Sorry, I'm not a Drake insider. Mizzou also with two local kids, Mitchell and Bates. Should be fun. Go get a win. Go, don't be a one and done. You win one game in the tournament, I would think Mizzou's on house money. Because they go in the next round, they're probably playing Texas Tech. Texas Tech's a dominant team in the Big 12. They're no SEC team. I'd like to know where Texas Tech would be in the SEC. But again, congrats, I guess I would change it to a 6th seed. You got higher than Kansas, bragging rights, right? You're in the same side of the bracket. You got a chance to play them, but congrats. You're a 6th seed from not winning a game in the SEC last year, missing the tournament, to being a 6th seed in this year's tournament, going through the gauntlet that was the SEC. Congrats on the 6th seed.
Getting a weird energy with that MU-Drake game. I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm smelling an upset.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I just got that energy. I've got that vibe. Do I know anything about Drake? No.
Do you know anything about Mizzou?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do I know a lot? No, but have I watched
Caleb Grill, baby?
Yeah, I know Caleb Grill. No, Mark.
Yeah. It's Caleb Grill time.
It is. Oh, they need him.
Not good.
No.
In their last two games, he's getting shut down. So either he has to have that haircut a little bit cleaner, or he's got to get rid of it.
Teams that are predicated on the threes, they're not predicated, but he's an impactful player. They're going to, yeah, like you said, they need him to be.
Mizzou's just tough on defense. They just don't play good defense.
Exactly. That's why I don't like them.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't like him in the tournament.
All right. Last one.
One word on Reagans, Cole Reagans. He is the opening day starter for your Kansas City Royals.
Future. You locked him up in the offseason. He gets the opening day nod. He's your ace of your staff. That is the future. That's right there. You should see Cole Reagans, 55, for the next 5 years. Go out there and toe the slab on opening day. So future, mask off. Cole Reagans is now your starter.
Here's what he had to say about it to Josh Vernier in Arizona over the weekend. Let's get it rolling.
A lot of excitement. Woo. Frickin' awesome was the best line of that entire thing.
Fantastic.
Sign me up for another pitcher with zero emotion. You see Paul Skeens got the nod this weekend as a starter.
I did.
Awesome. Let's go. Let's do it. Okay.
Sweet. Great video. Thanks, man.
I'm going to go back to my wonderful girlfriend. Must be nice. But no, futures. Cole Reagan's there. And speaking of which, we will be back with Josh Frenier at 8 o'clock. He will join us every Monday moving forward. That is now his slot for our show.
8:20.
Josh Frenier will join us here. But on the other side, you better believe it. It happened again, folks. We get jacked up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Come on, Jimmy.
Here we go, Jimmy.
More Jameson. And we only do it one time. No! 18 freaking times! You ever seen the Robin Williams stand-up special where he describes how golf was invented?
Yes.
That's right. You walk it with a tight iron. And every time you swing, you feel like you're going to have a stroke. That's what we'll call it, a stroke. Oh, man, what a bit that was. Man, was he on some cocaine on that stand-up. Drinking water, moving. Sweating.
He had more than a little bump.
He had the whole bag. But happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. We are getting a lot of requests on Irish songs. Find out who everybody's on. Nobody's that Irish. You find out the Irish people in the wits of today. So happy St. Patrick's Day today, the 51st annual St. Patrick's Day parade in downtown KC. Thanks. The Progs, laddie. Do you say Progs, Progs, Progs?
Progs, maybe?
Yeah. Huh. Not a whole lot of, I know, like, have you ever seen the movie The Boondock Saints?
Nope.
That might be one to check out tonight, because you haven't seen The Town or Boondock Saints.
Yeah, we get a little topical with the movie night tonight.
That would be my double feature for you and the fiancé. Both very, very, very graphic, but Boondock Saints, an independent classic. Willem Dafoe is in it. Very good role that he plays. Very quick movie, only about an hour and like 45 minutes.
Okay.
But they're vigilantes, brothers.
Okay.
And they want to go do right. Go watch. We could look and see if it's streaming or anything, because I'll probably watch it tonight.
Let me look.
I used to own it on DVD, but those are all but gone. But that's Scotland, not Ireland. Give that man. Okay, I'm sorry. I just don't know.
It's on Peacock.
It is?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I got Peacock.
You should watch it.
All right.
It's good. And then see if The Town is streaming on anything, and then you'll know where you can do it. And I don't know if she's down to watch two of those type of movies, but if I had to pick one, watch The Boondock Saints.
Watch The Boondock, okay.
You'll enjoy it.
Text line, Boondock Saints of The Town. Let me know.
Yeah, there you go. 913-586-7965. That is a bit that comes back, or that will start in May, which is Mac Morey's May movie of the month. So get ready for that. Love that bit, but that's Scotland, not Ireland. I'm not going to give you the thanks, coach. I give you the appreciation, because I never know.
I was going to say, honestly, yeah, I just don't know. So thank you. There you go.
And apparently I'm Scottish, Wales, and German. That's where the old Lycans comes from. But I have no idea. Probably my dad's shaking his head right now. By the way.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field, and spring training home run number 3.
So our guy didn't do that, but one more time for those in the back that are hard of hearing about how loud a baseball comes off this man's bat.
That sounded good.
Tell him a fever.
Yes, it did.
Tell him a fever. Jack Caglione back at it again. Okay? I know not everybody is paying attention, but I am fortunate enough to have Spectrum. So randomly, the Royals will play. They played a split squad game on Saturday. One played team Cincinnati. One team played Cleveland. The Cleveland game, obviously, that had Bobby Witt Jr., Pasquantino, who also hit an absolute piss missile. Tino's getting his stroke back. Love to see it. Obviously, he knows he's got a little bit of oomph in his game, because he is about to hear what's behind him.
Yeah.
And Jack Caglione on Saturday went 2-for-3, 2 RBI, a walk. His slash line now again, I'm going to be real, because I have a source that's telling me to calm it down, and it's not Vern.
To pump the brakes.
Yeah, calm it down. But in 17 ABs, not plate appearances, yep. Mike Swanson, ABs, 17 ABs, the dude has a 529, 619, 1.235.
Wow.
Okay. Now, that's 17 at-bats, and in those 17 at-bats, 3 home runs, 7 RBI. The dude is raking. This is why we get jacked up.
Yes.
It's because of this.
Like, I want to go buy Bowman cards so that I can rip a pack is a Jack Caglione signed picture. And if that happens, I told Gold, I'm putting rubber all over my body, not touching the card, slightly putting it in the plastic case, and I'm hiding it.
Yeah, you're not selling that bad boy.
Never.
No.
Until the right price comes. But again, like, two more hits. He's looking more and more like he belongs. Now, per sources, the kid still struggles with Uncle Charlie, and that's the curveball term. Mm-hmm. The curveball is kind of throwing him off, which is
normal.
Classic power hitter.
Yeah.
You got to know when it's coming. You know when to go for it. You know when it's going to stay in the zone. So that is a struggle. But what is not a struggle is his slash line. 529-619-1235. Okay?
It's unreal.
Slugging 1.235. His average is 529. His OPB is 619. Three homers and seven RBI. The guy is a freak. So I'm going to put it out there. The guy's a freak. And also, they cut the rosters down to 44. Caglione is still on the Major League roster in spring.
11 days out?
11 days out.
Telling.
I don't know what that... I mean, I know what that means. They want him to continue to stay up to bat, no pun intended, with everything that's going on. The guy needs to see a bunch of at-bats. The guy needs to see a bunch of pitching. But the guy is absolutely raking in the minor leagues. It's a hell of a story. It's been a hell of a spring. And we're talking about Jack Caglione, who, I would be honest with you, could even bring in Steven Spector when he walks in here. Caglione is a top three story in the offseason right now in the NFL for the Kansas City area. Chiefs, draft, Caglione.
Cags, wow.
I mean, is there something that's been consistently talked about other than the Chiefs offseason?
No.
The draft, which I would consider to be the Chiefs and the NFL, and Jack Caglione? Like, he's becoming a household name in Kansas City. I'm not expecting people to know him outside of the metro area, but I'm promising you right now that if you polled 100 Kansas City locals that listen to sports, and you're like, when I say Jack Caglione, what does that mean? 50, maybe, might be like, I don't know.
Right? Heard of him.
He's not Bobby Witt. He's not Pasquantino. He's not Sal. He's not there. But there are people that are talking about Jack Caglione. Jack Caglione is essentially chocolate ale from Boulevard. Came out, yeah. got created. Nobody really kind of knew what it was. And then all of a sudden, you know, certain individuals were buying it, taking pictures of it, showing it out. Caglione, the next year, Chocolate Ale came out, sold out again. More mass-produced product, but everybody was getting, everybody's talking about it. It wasn't there. It wasn't your everyday buy. But Caglione is making himself known locally and on the team. Because when he keeps doing this, eventually you run out of solutions. Okay, hey, he's hitting every pitch he gets thrown. Hey, he's having trouble with the curveball. That's okay. He'll figure it out. Let him hit it. Let him go. Because some people will say, Dusty, an extreme call-up is June. An extreme call-up is July. I now have come to terms that I do not believe he'll be...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the opening day roster, he will make it to the last round of roster cuts, and I believe he'll start the season in Double-A.
Yep.
Now what we need is for him to keep this up in Double-A and immediately get to Triple-A, because he's not going to make the leap. They're going to make him go through the system.
Yep.
But if he can expedite through Double-A in a month and be, okay, he doesn't need this. This is too easy for him. We need to move him up. And they move him to Triple-A, then we also need a little bit of this to continue. I know he's not going to slash 529, 619, and 1235. I know that's not realistic, right? That would be like multiplication of Ohtani. And again, he's not doing this off of professional arms. Some of these are not, but everybody else is hitting these arms. Everybody else on the roster is doing this. They're facing the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, 2 for 3, 2 RBIs, a walk. So he's working counts, which means he's recognizing pitching, or he's just getting walked, like, intentionally.
Vern came on the other day, said he had a really good at-bat. I mean, that home run that he hit, that was, I mean, at
3-2
least...
3-2 count, 7 pitches.
His least
then,
7 pitches.
And then bam, 444, yeah. 113 off the bat.
That was a more than quality at-bat.
But if he's keeping you talking and he's getting into your brain and your household and your everywhere else, come on. It's promising. It's been a hell of a spring. We're not done yet. We have less than 10 days until, well, I guess it is 10 days, Thursday the 27th.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
10 days.
Until opening day. And here we are. Jack Caglione's still there. Hadn't been sent down to the AAA roster yet. Still on the main roster. 10 days out. I know what's going to happen. He's going to get down to the final one, 30-man roster. Here we go. MLB roster set. Caglione will start in Double-A. But it is a win, in my opinion, if he starts in Triple-A. That means the process has been expedited even more than we thought, and that June, July could be a possible call-up. Give me Caglione to start in Triple-A if he's not obviously going to be on the Major League roster.
From the 913, if Caglione doesn't pan out, I'm blaming Dusty.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
I'll take that.
That's fair.
But stuff like that pans out. That's just a dude, man.
Yes. One word for Caglione, specimen from the 402.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, yeah, and that's why I brought up the Bowman card. They're talking Caglione news wide, bro. Nationwide. Card collectors everywhere are wanting Cags Bowman cards. Similar hype to Jackson Holiday last year. Yeah. I mean, let's do it. Keep it up, man. If you don't make the Major League roster, start him at AAA. Because if AA is too easy... Let him figure out Uncle Charlie in AAA, and then when he starts hitting that, let's see what happens. But I'm ready. I'm excited. We get jacked up every day that he does something great. He did it this weekend, 2 for 3, 2 RBI, a walk as well. Coming up, it is the other side. What are the Chiefs doing? Because the Kareem Hunt move did not make sense to me, and I will explain why here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.